Good morning. Welcome to the Romi Earnings Release Conference Call, where the results of the fourth quarter of 2022 will be discussed. Before we proceed, I'd like to clarify that this conference call will be held exclusively for investors and investment professionals. Statements that may be made during the conference call regarding the prospects of the company's business projections and operating and financial targets are mere forecasts based on management's expectations regarding the future of the company. These expectations are highly dependent on market conditions, the general economic performance of the country, the sector, and the international markets, and are therefore subject to change. It is worth remembering that this conference call is being recorded and held in Portuguese with simultaneous translation into English, accompanied by the slides available in the results center of our investor relations website at www.romi.com/investors. During the presentation, all participants will be connected as listeners only. Then we will start the question and answer session. In order to ask a question, please type it in along with your name and the name of the company you represent in the Q&A tool in the Zoom app. For audio questions, further instructions will be provided later. With us today are Mr. Luiz Cassiano Rosolin, Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. Fabio Tayar, Chief Financial and Investor Relations Officer. Initially, the executives will present the result of the fourth quarter of 2022, and afterwards they will be available to answer your questions. Now I yield the floor to Mr. Luiz Cassiano Rosolin. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for participating in Romi's fourth quarter 2022 earnings call. This year, our team worked hard and focused. The result for the fourth quarter of 2022 were very good. We were able to seize opportunities and perform with excellence. In the Romi Machinery unit, the highlights were the revenue and recovery of margins in relation to the previous quarter, mainly due to the consolidation of the machine rental business. In the rough and machined cast iron unit, we have improved our operational efficiency with significant growth in margins and revenue in the fourth quarter when compared to the previous year. In the Burkhardt Weber business unit, our operation in Germany, the highlight was again a good entry of orders in the quarter. So the backlog for 2023 is practically complete, which was a result of new projects in the USA, Europe, and China. I would like to conclude by thanking for all the Romi's stakeholder support, shareholders, customers, vendors, and the entire local community. I'd also like to say special thanks to all the Romilians who, with great intensity, energy, and cooperation, delivered an admirable result in 2022. We enter 2023 with many challenges arising from the reduction of confidence of industrial entrepreneurs in the domestic market and with the perspective of low global growth. However, we are focused on capturing opportunities and executing with excellence again. Now I'd like to yield the floor to Fabio, who will detail the results for the quarter. Welcome, Fabio.
Thank you, Cassiano. First of all, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, welcome to the earnings release conference call for the fourth quarter of 2022. I'd like to start with the quarter highlights. We observe a significant evolution of adjusted EBITDA, and I shall note that when we say it is adjusted, that means it is not considering results coming from real estate developments made by the company or any operations connected to real estate altogether, so that we have a head-to-head comparison in operations of the company throughout the quarters presented here. So adjusted EBITDA had a 46.6% growth compared to the fourth quarter of 2021, which had already been a quarter with very significant results. So this quarter, we've reached almost 125 million, and the biggest highlight goes to the Romy Machines unit and rough and machined cast iron parts. Revenues for the fourth quarter of 2022 reached 536.2 million, a growth of 21% compared to the fourth quarter of 2021. And that is reflecting the revenues coming from Romy Machines and rough and machined cast iron parts. When it comes to the Romy Machines unit, net operating revenue had a growth of 30.6% compared to the fourth quarter of 2021. And in this case, that occurred mostly to the growth due to the growth of Romy Machines rental business. That growth in margins and controlling of operating expenses allowed us to observe a 42.7% growth in adjusted operating profit for that unit. At the rough and machined cast iron parts unit, the growth was even bigger, about 40%, and this has allowed us to dilute the costs and expenses with fixed characteristics, in addition to the improvement of operational efficiency of this unit, and that has allowed us to grow our operating margin significantly by 4.7%. Talking about Burkhard Weber, we have reached the end of 2022 with 191.7 million backlog compared to 30 to an increase of 78.2% in comparison to the previous quarter. We have reached 34.4 million euro, a growth of 82% over the same period of comparison, and we have concluded the year basically with 2023 backlog virtually complete, so that now we can perform the production and delivery of this backlog in 2023. At last, we had already released the ESG portal during the third quarter of 2022, but I'd like to repeat this information because of the evolution accomplished by the Romy team in several areas when it comes to improving attributes related to ESG, and that has allowed us to once again access the Ethos Institute survey and increase our score from 5.4 to 7.5 on a scale of 8 points, placing us in a very favorable position when it comes to best practices and ESG. Moving on to the indicators, the results in 2022 were positive overall. The industrial GDP was 12.8 points, a significant growth in comparison to the same quarter of last year. And this shows there is a continuous evolution in terms of production, and gross fixed capital formation reached 5%, with a highlight to two key areas. First, capital goods, which affects us directly, and secondly, a resumption of civil construction work. Other economic indexes that we analyze are average installed capacity utilization, and this utilization throughout 2022 has maintained a favorable level between 68% and 73%. Over the past months of the year, There was a slight cooling down of this pace, but the volume of sales of parts and the post-sales services are still at a very optimized level in the industry. And that means that in spite of that reduction, the slight reduction, we still have a very reasonable level of production, a favorable level of production. On the other hand, when we look into the perspective of entrepreneurs, then we see a significant reduction in the past 3 to 4 months. In the end of 2022 until January 2023, this confidence level had reached very high levels, but it turned out to drop to 48.6 points, and that reflects in the volume of new orders, especially in the segment of Romei machines, as we will see further ahead. Speaking about the segments that require our machines and rough and machine cast iron parts, we should emphasize that this capillarity that Romei has is characteristic. That is the type of machines that are used in the most diverse segments of industry. And we still see the recovery, especially for service providers who work with medium and small-sized businesses who take longer to respond, but they've presented an excellent resumption of activities. Romei machines are still very representative in our customer base, along with automotive, which is represented by commercial automotive mostly in 2022, and then followed by agricultural machines. It performed very well both in 2021 and 2022, and then other segments with with less relevance, showing that demand is still very diverse throughout several sectors of the domestic industry. BW is a segment that we've been mentioning. It's a company with large projects, is a niche business serving a smaller volume in the segment. And in 2022, its key segments of demand for their projects were machines and equipment manufacturers, and also automotive. In this case, we're talking about diesel engines, and we're also talking about commercial automotive. When it comes to rough and machined cast iron parts, we've seen a significant growth in revenues in 2022 in comparison to 2021. And here, basically, all the segments served by this unit have followed that pace of growth. For example, wind power has sustained its participation at around 46%. Automotive is also participating with 24%, civil construction and agriculture with the remaining 30%. That is, both wind power and other segments served by this unit presented a significant growth in 2022. When it comes to net sales per business unit, what we observe is a growth in Romei machines participation, and this is happening because there has been a growth in revenues, mostly due to the inbound orders we've observed throughout 2021 and especially the first 9 months of 2022. This has allowed us to gain a lot in Romei machines, as both in sales and rental, and that provided Romei machines a bigger share from 54 to 57%. Rough and machined cast iron parts had a significant growth as well. We see the growth in revenues in 2022 is quite appealing from 28% to 32% of share in net sales in 2022. And BW unit dropped from 18% to 11% share. In euros, it reduced its participation from 39 to 32 million euros. And because there has been a depreciation of euro in comparison to real, that drop was accentuated from 18 to 11%. When it comes to sales distribution, Brazil has gained representativeness and share from 68% in 2021 to 74% in 2022. This was mostly due to Romi machines in the domestic market maintaining its resilience when it comes to sales and orders throughout 2022, especially with the consolidation of rental business and due to the growth that I've mentioned in the cast and rough and machine cast iron parts, which are mostly for the domestic market. Europe has lost some share, and that's mostly due to the drop in revenues in BW that has an impact in the European continent. Latin America has grown in 2022 with a demand that's been significant in the foreign market, especially represented by Argentina, Paraguay, and Peru. The United States maintained its share along with Asia, which is represented mostly by BW business in the continent. When it comes to order entry and backlog, what we have perceived in 2022 was a reduction when it comes to Romi machines. The Entrepreneur Confidence Index has significantly reduced, and this causes more insecurity when it comes to decision-making for new investments, and that has caused the volume of orders to cool down in the past few months. The same happened in the foreign market with a deceleration of growth in an uncertainty environment. So in the second quarter of 2022, especially, we have noticed a reduction of businesses in the foreign market, and that has caused a reduction of 23.6% in the Romi machines unit. At BW, the opposite occurred. As I've mentioned, it has consolidated quite a robust backlog in 2022 for delivery in 2023. The fourth quarter received a lot of orders at BW, and we had almost 24% in comparison to the fourth quarter of 2021. And with rough and machine cast iron parts, especially represented by the wind power, they are holding off on investments due to the energy costs at the moment. But this is an industry that we still believe in a lot, but it is an industry that requires significant capital and also suffers with different cycles and macroeconomic scenarios. In the fourth quarter, orders reached had a drop of 41% in comparison to 2021. What we can see to the beginning of 2023 is that the mood will improve and business will start to flow, but we're still looking at an environment with a lot of turbulence, and we have to wait and see what this is going to look like in the next few months of 2023. Throughout the year, Romi Machines has grown, and if we look at the domestic market, we had a growth, especially when it comes to rental, showing there's a lot of resilience of rental even in the most turbulent scenarios. But if we look at the entire year in 2022, there has been a slight reduction in comparison to 2021. BW, as we said before, throughout the year had lots of inbound orders of and rough and machine cast iron parts, mostly represented by wind power. And in total, throughout the year of 2022, orders have been reduced at about 12% in comparison to 2021. We have already mentioned that in terms of revenues, the fourth quarter was quite elevated. And with the reduction of orders, Romy Machines concluded the year with 221 million in backlog, a 33% reduction in comparison to the same quarter last year. BW with 191 million, a significant increase of almost 80% that we have already covered. And at last, rough and machine cast iron parts, because there has been a reduction in backlog and order entry, there has been a reduction of almost 56%. Either way, we're still concluding the year with a lot of backlog, and there is a lot to be delivered in the first months of 2023, and now we have to rebuild the portfolio and backlog throughout the year. In terms of cost of goods sold, we have been able to maintain operational efficiency that we had reached in 2021. In spite of fluctuations in the market, we have been able to maintain our participation, and depreciation happens mostly due to the rental business, and expenses have increased due to routine maintenance. But basically, we've been able to maintain very efficient operations in terms of cost. When it comes to profitability, in the fourth quarter, we had a 33.8% gross margin, and we can perceive that Romy Machines have maintained similar margins to 2021. And if we compare with the currency exchange fluctuations, the real has increased in value, and that increases the margin in exports. But still, the domestic market and consolidation of machine rental allowed us to make up for it and maintain a favorable margin of 45%. In the rough and machine cast iron parts, we see a big shift in margin and gross margin. And with the growth of revenues that we have seen at the beginning, there's been a growth of gross profit. And throughout the year, we've had a stable gross margin across the three business unit. Romy Machines had a slight reduction, almost exclusively due to the flattening and margins of exports, mostly due to currency exchange fluctuations, especially euro, which has depreciated by 15%. But on the other hand, we've had increased our gross margin, which allowed us to maintain that stability with revenue growth from 446 million to 508 million in 2022. With this revenue increase and the maintenance of gross margins, we were able to dilute the operational expenses, which caused the
EBIT margin to reach 20.7% in the last quarter of 2022. Historically speaking, this is the best margin we have reached, especially in comparison to the fourth quarter of 2021, a significant evolution of 4% in terms of generating operating profit. We've moved up to almost 110.7 million reals in 2022. Throughout the year, although the gross margin was maintained stable, we can observe a slight evolution, but a significant growth in terms of operating profit. Now, looking at EBITDA, we've seen the evolution to 23.3%, which is also the largest EBITDA for this quarter presented, and a significant growth in comparison to the fourth quarter of 2021. Just like we have seen yearly EBITDA evolving, we have reached almost 19% of EBITDA margin with almost 300 million in the year of 2022. And ultimately, net income and margin 13.9% above the 12.4% reached in the fourth quarter of 2021, with an absolute growth of net profit quite substantial. And the same thing happened when we compare year-over-year from 159 to 193 million, a margin that evolved from 11.5 to 12.2% in terms of net margin. Looking at each business unit, we have mentioned this in previous slides, but we think we should go through each one of them. For Rome Machines, we see a growth in revenues, both from the domestic market and the foreign market. Most of the growth came from the domestic market, mostly due to the consolidation of machine rental. The margin had a slight reduction, mostly due to currency exchange fluctuations, as I've mentioned earlier. This reduction ended up having a slight impact in EBITDA margin, but still 2022 performed very positively in the segment of Rome Machines. BW, as we've seen, presented a reduction in revenues in reals. That reduction was even bigger because of currency exchange differences from 245 to 180 million reals. And obviously, this was with the same level of operational efficiency and industry efficiency as previous years. And this caused a reduction in gross margin and consequently in EBITDA margin that was negative 6% in 2022. Now, for rough and machined cast iron parts, we have observed a substantial growth caused by wind power and other industries served by this unit. And with that, we've managed to increase operational efficiency, reducing fixed expenses, and that caused our gross margin to improve, and consequently, a significant improvement in the EBITDA margin, reaching 16.1% in EBITDA margin in 2022. When it comes to financial position, the company is still very solid, concluding the quarter with 250 million in cash and net cash, actually 79.1 net cash debt. But we have caused an increase of cash flow both from EBITDA and the reduction of inventory, and the debt itself is quite equalized. So we have almost 54 million due in 2023. And if you compare it to the cash flow, We are more than covered when it comes to our commitments for 2023. This shows that we have concluded 2022 in a very sound financial position. And at last, this is a chart measuring the share performance in Ibovespa. And here we see the performances above Ibovespa indexes. If we look at 27, if we look at the past quarters, we've been able to keep operational margins and profit and cash flow generation, and this has been reflecting positively on the share performance. With this, I conclude my presentation, and we are at your avail to answer all of your questions. Once again, thank you very much for participating. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the Q&A session. We remind you that this conference call is exclusively for investors and investment professionals. In order to ask a question, please type it in along with your name and the name of the company you represent in the Q&A tool in the Zoom app. For audio questions, use the raise hand tool so we enable your microphone, and then please identify yourself. Well, this is Luiz Cassiano, and we have a few incoming questions. The first from Marco Carigari. Are the biggest challenges for 2023 in the confidence of entrepreneurs or in the price of energy on the short term for rough and machine cast iron? Well, we still have very low confidence levels for the beginning of this year. If it increases throughout the year, this will have a positive impact on order entry. And January has shown a slight improvement in order entry already, and this will probably be seen in the beginning of February. And we hope, or we expect, this confidence level to increase throughout the first quarters of the year. The challenge with Romi machines is also the foreign market. We depend a lot on Europe, Latin American countries, and the United States. And in Europe, the GDP expectations are not very positive. In Latin America, especially in Argentina, there are the elections in 2023, so still a few challenges. But evidently, if confidence grows in Latin America and Brazil, this could help a lot with orders coming from other countries. But when it comes to Europe and the United States, we have to analyze it on a daily basis. The cost of energy also has an impact on wind power projects on the long term, and we also feel that impact in wind power projects, especially in rough and machine cast iron. On the other hand, agriculture, consumer goods, and terrain also still give us positive perspectives for the company, so we may have heavier rough and machine cast iron parts orders. And if confidence increases, the other industries will also have more orders. The second question is also from Marco. What to expect from the commercial and operational performance of BW in 2023? Our expectation is much more positive for 2023 at BW. This is mostly because we have filled the backlog for 2023 virtually. It's a much stronger backlog, and this should increase revenues in comparison to 2022. And we have very good projects incoming, large projects in the United States and in China, and some projects in Europe. So we have an expectation for BW to go back to normal in terms of revenues and margin in 2023, much better than 2022. Now, answering Mr. Antonio Rizzo's questions. When it comes to rough and machine cast iron, could you disclose the revenues for this segment? Mr. Rizzo, in this slide, we have the breakdown of each segment for rough and machine cast iron. So 46% of our revenues come from wind power and so forth, 24% for commercial automotive, 10% in civil construction, and 20% in agriculture. So here you will be able to find the breakdown of each industry share in rough and machine cast iron. As to the second question, exports. What kind of room do you have to increase exports, making up for the drop of order entry in Brazil? Well, exports have been increasing along 2021 and 2022. We've had the best years when it comes to exports, especially the first half of 2022. And in the second semester of 2022, we've seen a drop in demand in the foreign market. We still have a lot of market share to gain in the foreign market. We have the products for it, and we have a much better organized structure for that purpose. But we also have a challenge, which is low growth in the economy in Europe. And perhaps also in Latin America, especially in Argentina, where we have more exposure. So it is quite the challenge for 2023 because capital goods, if we're not in a growth environment, volatility in order entry could be quite significant considering the capacity we have to deliver. The next question, in terms of strategic positioning, what should I expect for the company in 5 years? Should the revenue share change a lot? Will there be more emphasis in other segments? Well, for capital goods, we have a 5-year plan, but we know about the volatility, so we always design a chain value that we can execute in order to quickly seize the opportunities that show, like it happened in 2020, 2021, 2022. We've been able to react very well and quickly increase production and seize these opportunities. However, our vision for 5 years also involves digitization and monitoring of machines. We have been doing a lot of work in that area, and revenues. Romy is very focused in margins, so the margin composition in the next years will probably grow based on rental, which has been growing a lot. In the share of our segments, rental played a significant role in EBITDA margin, and it should continue to grow over the next few years. We also have started a fintech, and in the past few months, we have been achieving very good margins, and we hope
or we expect this is another segment of services that will help with circular economy, with our clients, providing them with everything they need. So, but we need our clients to be successful so that we are as well. Still, in rough and machine cast iron, we only have rough and machined. We don't have forged. But does the company have a strategy to increase participation in more resilient segments? Well, we are our work is mostly destined to capital goods, and we don't have anything l that's lightweight. Automotive, good capital goods, civil construction, capital goods, agricultural. What we've been trying is to increase the exports in machined cast iron parts. We have been able to export to some clients in the United States, and we're also exporting to two clients in Europe, and we are trying to increase that share outside of Brazil so that we have less volatility to deal with, but this takes some time. It's a long-term strategy. Next is from Marco Carigari. The technological change required by the automotive industry and production of engines, could that generate opportunities for the company? Yes, without a doubt, any change in industrial production lines in any industry, virtually, any technological improvement, enhancement, expansion of a production line, and so forth are capital goods. They are more machines and equipment that will have to be sold so that they can manufacture their parts. And Romy is the machine that manufacture machines, and that is why automotive is often our first or second best shares when it comes to selling machines. And so this can definitely pose opportunities for us. As industries expand and change their technologies and change their production lines, we benefit from that in growth. The other question is from Conrado Carvalho. He says, in the last conference call, the director, CEO, highlighted a growing scenario for defense and military. And this is mostly due to BW. In the second and fourth quarter, BW has been serving this industry. And we have other projects for the industry as well, especially for manufacturing motors, engines, and other defense devices, especially for the foreign market, especially United States and Europe, with regard to the 33% payout, if it will be maintained. Yes, the answer is yes. We have additional dividends payment, which allowed us to keep our policies and the 33% payout, which added to the JCPs declared throughout the quarters, plus yesterday's complement. We have reached a 33% payout and maintained our policy. Obviously, this is a policy that is not an obligation, but it is a sound guideline at the company of a 33% payout. If we are facing an extremely challenging environment and deem important to change that policy, we can, as we have the freedom to do so, but it's not our practice. Over the past few years, we have been paying out 33%. With the
So is the export of Raft to the United States associated to wind power? No, this is but mostly due to yellow line. If you have any questions, please type them along with your name and the name of the company you represent in the Q&A tool of the Zoom app. Or for questions via audio, use the raise hand tool so we enable your microphone and then please identify yourself. As there are no more questions, I would like to yield the floor to Mr. Luis Casiano for his final remarks, bearing in mind that Romi's Investor Relations Department is available to answer any other questions and queries. Please, Mr. Luis Casiano Rosolen. Well, I'd like to thank you all for participating in the earnings release conference call for Romi S.A. in the fourth quarter 2022. We are at your avail if you should have any additional questions. Our investor relations department is at your service, and we will meet again on April 18th, when we will have the earnings release for the first quarter of 2023. Have an excellent day. Thank you very much. The Romi conference call is over. We appreciate the participation of all. Have a good day.